And when I turn away from sins, Ya Rab, when will I, oh Allah, become good, Ya Rab.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear viewers of Madni channel, welcome to our program Consequences of Drinking. Alcohol is forbidden in Islam, but sadly, the number of Muslims drinking alcohol seems to be going up. At a number of different social events, alcohol very sadly is becoming a necessary drink. In this program, we will try to educate ourselves about harms of alcohol, so that we can save ourselves from its destruction. Before we begin today's episode, let us learn about the blessings of reciting salawat and salam on the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that whoever recites salat upon me 3 times in the day and 3 times in the night, showing devotion and affection towards me, it is upon the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive the sins he committed during that day and night. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, through this narration and excellence of the salawat and salam, we have found a good way of getting our sins forgiven by reciting the Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal give us the ability to recite salawat and salam in abundance to show our love for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In today's episode of Consequences of Drinking, we will learn about punishments of an alcoholic. As it is haram to drink alcohol, anyone who used to drink alcohol in their life and did not repent from this sin, he or she will be punished by Allah Azza wa Jal. Punishment serves as a very strong deterrent. So listening to these punishments for an alcoholic should warn us about the dangers of alcohol. May we all be protected from drinking, and may Allah Almighty save us from the punishments of the hereafter. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Azza wa Jal has sent me as a mercy and guidance for all the worlds, and he has ordered me to break the musical instruments, the fiddle and drum, and to shatter the idols which were worshipped in the era of ignorance. Swearing oath of his magnificence, Allah Azza wa Jal said that the person who drank a sip of alcohol, I will make him drink the boiling water of hell, whether he had been tormented or forgiven. And my believer who will not drink alcohol, out of my fear, I will make him drink the pure alcohol of paradise. It has been reported that the merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that whoever drinks one sip of alcohol, Allah Azza wa Jal will neither accept his fard nor nafal for 3 days. And the one who drinks a glass of alcohol, Allah Azza wa Jal will not accept any of his salah for 40 days. And the one who drinks alcohol regularly, Allah Azza wa Jal holds the right to make him drink from Naharul Khabal. It was asked, the O Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, what is Naharul Khabal? He sallallahu ta'ala sallam replied, the pus of the people of hell. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam has said that the one who drinks alcohol, Allah Azza wa Jal remains displeased with him for 40 days. And the alcoholic has no idea that perhaps he may die during those 40 nights. If he drinks again, Allah Azza wa Jal will be displeased with him for a further 40 days. And the alcoholic is unaware that he may die within these nights. If he drinks again, Allah Azza wa Jal will be displeased with him for another 40 days. And when these days add up to 120 days, and if he drinks again, then he will be made to enter Radghatul Khabal. And it was asked, the what is radhatul khabal? It was replied, the sweat and pus of the people of hell. My dearest brothers, Islam described several measures in order to keep Muslims away from the evil of alcohol. And one of these measures was to mention the evil effects of alcohol so that people would refrain from it. One of the harms of alcohol is that the salah of an alcoholic is not accepted for 40 days. The beloved Prophet ﷺ said that any person from amongst my ummah who drinks alcohol, his salah will not be accepted for 40 days. The blessed Prophet ﷺ said that whoever drank alcohol, his salah will not be accepted for 40 days. However, if he repents, Allah Azza wa Jal accepts his repentance. However, if he drinks again, his salah will not be accepted for 40 days. But if he repents, Allah Azza wa Jal will accept his repentance for a third time. If he drinks again, his salah will not be accepted for 40 days. But if he repents, even this time, Allah Azza wa Jal will accept his repentance. But if he drinks again for the fourth time, his salah will not be accepted for 40 days. And now, even if he repents, Allah Azza wa Jal will not accept his repentance, whereas Allah Azza wa Jal will make him drink from Naharul Khabal. And it was asked from the narrator, what is Naharul Khabal? And he replied, the canal that will stream from the pus of the people of hell. So multiple times it is said that the salah will not be accepted for 40 days. And in the previous episodes we've learned that when you drink alcohol, the iman leaves your body. The blessed Prophet ﷺ said, the one who drank alcohol but not suffered intoxication, his salah will not be accepted until that alcohol remains in his stomach and veins. And if he dies during that period, he will die in the state of disbelief. If because of alcohol he suffered intoxication, his salah will not be accepted for 40 days. And if during that period he dies, he will die in the state of kufr. Isn't that something to shake us with fear of Allah Azza wa Jal? Those Muslims who sadly say that they try to justify their action of drinking alcohol, that it doesn't cause me intoxication. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that as long as that alcohol remains in your body, even though you are not intoxicated, your salah will not be accepted. And if you die in that state, you will die in the state of kufr. The blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that when my ummah will indulge in the following things, it will be overcome by calamities. Now indeed, in this day and age, we are facing many calamities. Muslims are being oppressed. Muslims are being bombed and bombarded, and the countries are being destroyed. And you know, neither their life is safe, neither their respect. So indeed, we are seeing the time of calamities. So what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? That when my ummah will indulge in these things, what were these things? And then ummah will be overcome by calamities. It was inquired that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what are these calamities? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and please listen carefully. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that zakah will be considered as a form of fine. Man will obey his wife and he will disobey his mother. He will be courteous to his friends but discourteous towards his parents. People will raise their voice in masajid, and the most disgraceful person will become the ruler. A person will be paid respect, fearing his mischief. The people will respect other people to save themselves from their harm. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that alcohol will be consumed. So the people of that time should look for the red storm, or being swallowed up by the earth, or disfigurement of their faces. Isn't this the time that we are facing, where people find it very difficult to pay their zakat? Zakat has become like a burden. How many of us disobey our mothers? How many of us are courteous and well-mannered to our friends, but not well-mannered to our families, our parents, What is the state of the masajid? The masajid have actually become, ma'azallah, Allah forbid, that there is no respect by the people of the masajid. And they continue to talk and discuss everyday issues, politics, sports, and so forth. And the most corrupt people, they are ruling. People are being respected so that one doesn't suffer from their mischief. And alcohol is being consumed, as previously said. The most beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by Allah azza wa jal, in whose control my life is, some people of my ummah will spend their night in sins, arrogance, love and love, that is wasting time and playing games. They will then awake in the morning in such a state that they will have been disfigured into monkeys and pigs because of considering haram as halal and keeping slave girl singers and drinking alcohol. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from these, you know, haram actions. It is also reported by Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the great Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam said that one group of this ummah will spend their night in eating, drinking and in lahav and laab, but when they will awake in the morning, they will have been disfigured into monkeys and pigs. They will face the events of being pulled into the earth and stones being showered upon them from the sky. People will wake up in the morning and say, tonight so and so tribe was swallowed into the earth, and tonight so and so person's home was pulled into the earth. Stones will certainly be showered upon them from the skies the way they were showered upon the people of Lut and their homes. Indeed, such a destructive storm will be sent over them, the likes of which destroyed the homes and tribes of the people of Ad. This will happen because of drinking alcohol, because of keeping slave girl singers, and taking interest and breaking family ties. Sayyidina Imam Abul Abbas Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh has reported in his book that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the refrain from the root cause of all evils, alcohol, whoever did not refrain from it committed disobedience of Allah azza wa jal and his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and became deserving of torment by virtue of disobedience of Allah azza wa jal and his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah azza wa jal has stated in the glorious Quran translation, and whoever disobeys Allah and his noble Prophet and crosses all his limits, Allah will put him in the fire of hell, in which he will remain forever, and for him is a disgraceful torment. Now, these were some of the punishments mentioned about an alcoholic, and this episode is about punishments for an alcoholic. What happens when an alcoholic is buried into the grave? Whoever does not repent from drinking alcohol and he dies in this state, in relation to this, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that when some alcoholic dies, bury him, then dig back his grave, you will find his face turned away from Qibla. It is narrated by Sayyidina Masrook rahmatullah alayh that whoever indulged in theft or alcoholism or fornication, when he dies, two snakes are appointed for him who keep on biting and eating his meat. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, if we succeed in carrying our iman intact in the grave, we shall achieve salvation from the hardships of the grave, and it will become a garden from amongst the gardens of paradise. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from a bad end and save the Muslim ummah from the curse of alcohol, as this too can become a cause of a bad end and torment in the grave. One saint mentioned that my child passed away. A few days after the burial, I saw him in the dream such that the hair of his head had turned white. I inquired from him in the dream that, oh my son, you were a child when I buried you. How come you've turned old? The child of this saint replied in the dream that, oh my respected father, a person who would drink alcohol in the dunya has been buried near me. The hellfire blazed with such intensity in his grave that due to its heat, every child has turned elderly. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrated that when the day of judgment will come, a neck-shaped fire will emerge out of the hell. It will have two eyes to see with it. It will have two ears to hear with them. And it will have one tongue to speak with in a horrifying voice. Sayyidina Asad bin Musa rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that this neck-shaped fire will say, I have been ordered to torment the offenders. Then that fire will capture the offenders, pitching them into the hell even faster than a bird flying swiftly, having seen grains on the ground. Then this fire will say, those who had been causing distress to Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam have been ordered to also torment them severely. And so it will seize the tormentors and pitch them into the fire of hell. Oh, those who drink alcohol and cause displeasure to Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, remember that tomorrow on the day of judgment, you will have no way to save yourselves from that fire. Even the multitude crowds on resurrection day will not be able to hide you from the torment. Regarding this, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi said, the fire will recognize every disobedient individual and transgressor as easily as a father recognizes his son or a son recognizes his father. And in the books, there are five punishments that have been mentioned for the day of judgment for an alcoholic. On page 22 of the book, Nekiyon Ki Jazayin Aur Gunahon Ki Sazayin, Faqih Abu Lays Samarkandi rahmatullah alayh has documented various punishments for the alcoholic on the day of judgment. The punishment number one, that on the day of judgment, the alcoholic would come in such an appearance that his face would be black, eyes would be blue, tongue would be hanging on his chest, and his saliva would be oozing like blood, and people would recognize him on the day of judgment, that he is an alcoholic. Punishment number two, the alcoholic will rise from his grave smelling more repulsive than a rotten corpse. A bottle of alcohol will be hanging around his neck and a wine glass will be in his hand. Snakes and scorpions will be stuck to his entire body and he will be made to wear shoes of fire which will make his brain boil. His grave will be an abyss from amongst the pits of hell in the vicinity of Fir'aun and Haman. Punishment number three, alcoholics will be dragged towards hell on the day of judgment. When they will reach near the fire of hell, the gates of hell will be open for them and angels of torment will welcome them with iron hammers. They will be beaten in hell equal to the number of days of the dunya. Angels will take them to their final abodes and scorpions will sting them on every organ of their body for 40 years and snakes will bite their heads. If an alcoholic has still not reached his destined abode, a blaze of fire will fling him to the last end. Angels will beat him until he will fall into the fire of hell. They will scream out of severe thirst. The alcoholics, they will scream out of severe thirst. They will cry out, oh thirst, oh thirst, and would say that give us just one sip of water. The appointed angel will bring bowls filled with boiling water. When the alcoholic will bring his mouth to the bowl, the flesh of his face will fall off. When that boiling water would reach his stomach, it will cut through his intestine and cause them to excrete and leave his body. Then intestines will return to their original state and he will face the torment again. So this is the torment an alcoholic will suffer. The fourth punishment for an alcoholic on the day of judgment, that an alcoholic will come on the day of judgment with a vessel of alcohol hanging in his neck and an instrument of lahav and lob in his hand. Then he will be hanged by a noose of fire, and herald will announce, "He is son of so and so." There will emerge a vile odor from his mouth, and people will be cursing him. Thereafter, angels of torment will remove him from the noose of fire and fling him into hell, where he will be burning for 1,000 years. Al-Iyazu Billah. He will then scream, "Thirst, thirst." Allah Azza wa Jal will send stinky sweat to him. He will then proclaim, "O my Rabb, kindly remove this sweat away from me." But before the sweat goes away, fire will approach him and burn him to ashes. Allah will recreate him from the fire, and he will stand up again. His both hands and feet would be tied up. He will be dragged face down through chains on the ground. When he will scream due to extreme thirst, he will be made to drink boiling water. When he will plead for food, he will be forced to eat from a thorny tree, and that would boil in his stomach. His intestine will disintegrate and come out of his body. He will be packed into a casket filled with sparks and flames, and this torment will continue for a very long period of thousands of years. The opening of that casket will be very narrow. Pus will flow out from his body, and his color will have changed. He will make plea, "O my Allah, the fire has eaten my body." Woe to the person who will not be dealt with mercy when he makes plea for it. When he will ask for, he will not be answered. After that, he will appeal for water. So Sayyidina Malik alayhi salam will give him boiling water to drink. When the alcoholic will hold it, his fingers will cut and fall down. When he will see it, his eyes will flow out and the flesh of his cheeks will fall down. He will be taken out of the casket after 1,000 years and put into such a cell which will have snakes and scorpions resembling pitcher. They will trample him under their feet. A stone of fire will be placed on his head, and iron covering will be provided on joints of his body. His hands will be chained, and shackles will be placed in his neck. He will be taken out of that cell after 1,000 years. An angel of torment will take him towards a valley called Wail. This is one of the valleys of hell, which is hotter and deeper than the other valleys and has more snakes and scorpions in it. The alcoholic will burn in this valley for 1,000 years. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear son, brothers and viewers of Madni channel, ponder about these punishments on the day of judgment for someone who drinks alcohol. May Allah Azawajal give us the ability to protect ourselves from this mother of all evils, and also educate our children about the harmful effects of alcohol, both in terms of, you know, physical consequences, mental health consequences, also in terms of, you know, social problems of alcohol, and more importantly about the punishments on the day of judgment. And again, as I said previously, that the punishment can act as a very good deterrent for someone to save themselves from going astray. And at the same time, I make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that if a believer, if a Muslim has succumbed to this mother of all evils and they are drinking alcohol, may Allah Azza wa Jal give them the strength and ability to leave this disease, to leave the alcohol. They are in need of our support. My dear son, brothers and viewers of Madni channel, repent in the court of merciful Allah Azza wa Jal from drinking alcohol in order to save yourself from the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal before the door of repentance is closed. Woe be to the one who disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal and became deserving of hell as his final abode. Hasten in seeking repentance until the soul is present in your body, because death is certain and is about to come. Hasten in repentance before the door of repentance is closed. The blessed And beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah Azzawajal has created a door of repentance in the west, which has a width equal to the traveling distance of 70 years, and it will not be closed until the sun rises from the west. And it is mentioned on page 105, volume 1 of Fizan-e-Sunnah, the Sayyidina Bishri Hafi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Kafi, he used to drink alcohol until he repented from this. And Sir rahmatullahi alayhi was once going somewhere in the state of intoxication. On the way, he glanced at a piece of paper on which Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim was written. He picked it up out of respect. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, then bought itar, meaning fragrance, applied it to the paper and placed it at an elevated place out of reverence. At night, a saint, rahmatullahi alayhi, of Islam, dreamt someone saying, "Go and inform Bishr, you made my name fragrant, honored it and placed it at a high place. We will also purify you." As the saint woke up, he thought to himself, "Bishr is an alcoholic. There is perhaps some misunderstanding on my part about the dream." Then after making wudu and offering nafal salah, he went to sleep again, but had the same dream for the second time, and then again for the third time, and also heard, "Our message is indeed for Bishr. Go and convey our message to him." Therefore, the saint went out in search for Sayyidina Bishr rahmatullah alayh and learned that Bishr was in the gathering of alcoholics. Reaching the gathering, he called out for Bishr, but he was told by people that Bishr was in a state of intoxication. The saint said, "Go and somehow tell him that a man with a message for him is standing outside." Someone went and told him of this. Sayyidina Bishri Hafi said, "Ask him as to whose message he has brought." When asked, the saint replied, "I have brought the message of Allah Azza wa Jal." When informed of this, Sayyidina Bishr rahmatullah alayh was overwhelmed and immediately came out barefooted. Hearing the divine message, he sincerely repented from his sins and attained such a high spiritual rank that he used to remain barefooted due to awe-inspiring divine contemplation. This is why he, rahmatullah alayh, became famous as Hafi, meaning the one remaining barefoot. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is end of our last episode about harms of drinking. My dearest and brothers and viewers of Madni channel, I would like to request you to read the booklet of Dawat Islami called Mother of All Evils. And this will, inshallah, Zawajal, give you more knowledge so that we can help ourselves to keep us away from this mother of all evils. And especially in this day and age, we are living in Western culture where alcohol is common. And as a believer, we should protect ourselves and our children and our, you know, coming generations from the harms of alcohol. Sadly, because of the lack of knowledge, many people do not think bad about alcohol to an extent that they should as a believer. And keep steadfast, keep attached with the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the blessing of this Madani environment, we will succeed in this dunya and in the world hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
When will I...